Hello, McLean Johnson here. Welcome to a special edition of the Sunday Jam podcast. On this episode, I'm featuring an interview with Rockin' Doopsie Jr., who is an accordion and washboard player from Louisiana. And he is the son of the legendary accordion player Rockin' Doopsie. And he now is the leader of Rockin' Doopsie Jr. and the Zydeco Twisters. And he's an accordion and washboard Zydeco master. And if you enjoy the show and you want to download past episodes or subscribe to the podcast, please check out sundayjam.podomatic.com.
You've been surrounded by music your whole life. Do you remember your first musical memory?
Actually, I remember my first musical memory was back in, when I was a kid, back in like 77, my father was playing a festival, and he got me on stage. Actually, I never played an instrument, he just got me on stage to perform, and I remember it was some festival we were doing in New Orleans. And the late Gate Mount Brown was coming on after my dad, and he was like, "Man, that kid's gonna be something special one day," you know. And that was like, it was like a big boost for me, because you know, I was a young boy and I was infatuated by the sounds of guitars and drums, and I was always a Gate Mount fan, you know. And then as I got a chance to work with him, and then roll over and, you know, done some recordings with Paul Simon, Bob Dylan, you know, Jimmy Buffett. It's just a blessing. It was a blessing.
It's amazing to have that sort of experience so early.
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, growing up, I mean, you know, despite we lost Michael Jackson, to me, it's still a thing that, because I was a huge, huge fan. I met him at the Grammys in 87, you know, and then losing James Brown, you know, I was like, wow. James Brown was like probably one of my biggest musical influences. You know, James Brown, Sam Cooke, Otis Redding. I got a chance to perform with James Brown four times throughout my career, so it's a great thing.
What do you think it is about Zydeco that makes it have such a wide appeal?
I think what it is, I think it's the sound of the music, man. You know, back when my father was playing Zydeco music, when they first started, him and Clifton, they used to call it la-la music. And in 78, 79 was when they started calling it Zydeco. Zydeco in French means a snap bean. So, you know, the bean that snapped, they named Zydeco after it. And I think with that music, you know, it you play Zydeco music and people just stop and listen, because I guess the sound of the accordion, the sound of the washboard, actually, you know, accordion was made to be played classical music, but, you know, the thing that they do on accordion, like rhythm and blues and real rock and roll, and washboard, not known for man to be an instrument at all, and, you know, you take it and make some sound, different sounds out of it, and you get this music, and, I mean, nobody could sit down and stay still, you know. You know, Paul Simon, man, Cyndi Lauper, they came to see us in New York, and they were like, "Man, you know, this music, I can't sit still." I remember playing at this place called Tramps in New York City with my father, and it was the first time I ever met Jimmy Buffett. He came in with Dr. John and Ed Bradley, the late Ed Bradley from 60 Minutes, to hear some Zydeco. And there was a guy in a wheelchair, man, and he just took his wheelchair, man, and just danced all over the dance floor. I remember just as recent as 2 weeks ago playing a festival in Desalma, Louisiana, for the first time. And as a guy, I mean, they had to be, him and his wife had to be like in that early 70s, mid-70s, and the wife looked like she was paralyzed. And, you know, it's like every time I played a Cajun Waltz, he'd push her in the wheelchair like they were dancing, and you know, that just touched me, man, you know. The music influenced a lot of the younger generation, you know. It's a beautiful thing, because, you know, I've done stuff with like a few rap artists and hip-hop artists, and it's the music and the sound, and, you know, it's Zydeco music, man, and, you know, I'm just happy that, you know, through my lifetime, you know, that people starting to hear the music and say, hey, man, this music is like, you know, it's kind of like reggae. It took a while to catch on. Mm-hmm. But, you know, once people start to listen to it and realize that, hey, man, this thing is really music, you know, it's a beautiful thing.
You put on such a high energy live show, too.
Well, actually, you know, a lot of Zydeco, but you got different types of Zydeco, man. Mm-hmm. You know, you got like the traditional Zydeco, that I call them traditional. They got like that one song, mm-hmm. that they play all night, but they change the words, the song, but mm-hmm. it got the same beat, but it got that kick and Zydeco groove to it, you know. Mm-hmm. But my Zydeco is basically R&B, you know, because mm-hmm. I collaborate a lot of music, like some, I take stuff like from the Stones and mm-hmm. from, like on my new CD, I redid When Will It Keep On Smiling and kind of mm-hmm. put a Zydeco R&B feel to it, you know. So my Zydeco stuff, like, I can, because I dance to it, you know, but the type of stuff I do, I'm dancing and doing mm-hmm. flips and all that other stuff, so, you know, it's great, man.
What did you learn about being a great live performer from your father?
Well, you know, I've learned watching my father and watch what he did mm-hmm. with the crowd. Actually, my father was just a bluesy, Zydeco musician, accordion player. Mm-hmm. But I was always his showman. You know, I'd get on stage and perform and dance and stuff. But what I learned from him, you know, he'd always tell me, man, look, I was just warming. I'd get on stage and get the crowd pumped up. I do standards like New Orleans stuff, like some Fats Domino, mm-hmm. you know, Jesse Hill, Oop Oop A Doo, that kind of stuff. And then my dad would come on with some Zydeco stuff he did, and he'd do some rockin' Fats Domino, like Big Joe Turner, Flip Flop and Fly, you know, that kind of music you could put accordion and washboard in and just got the, you know, Little Richard, keep a knocking, but you can't come in. And then, you know, I just learned a lot from my dad. You know, he was old school, and he knew how to get crowds young and old, and I just sat back and watched and say, man, you know what, this is the thing. I remember playing in a disco band when I was in high school in the early 80s. And man, it's like the music was good. We was playing disco music, but it's like it couldn't get off the ground. You know, mm-hmm. we were like a 13-piece band. And man, we'd come home like with about $10-$15 a piece. And the first time I ever played with my father, we played a fraternity party for USL. And mm-hmm. I mean, it was like my first $100 gig, man. And I'm like, damn, man. I could deal with this stuff. So I told the guys in the band, I said, believe it or not, I'm going to start playing Zydeco music. And a lot of those guys laughed at me. And a lot of those guys that's in the band, that was in the disco band I was playing with, one of them has started, you know, with the drummer for Buckwheat Zydeco, and a lot of them playing Zydeco music, so they all followed my lead. Because, I mean, they knew, hey, man, this cat got something here, bro. You know, and I mean, everywhere I've gone with my father, and, you know, since my father's deceased, you know, everywhere I've gone from Germany to France to Australia, Hawaii, Brazil, people just, I was not long ago in France, and I bought a brass band with me from New Orleans, mm-hmm. and they opened up for me, and we sold out a concert hall, like, within days, and half the crowd was a young crowd, you know, so it made me feel good. But then you had your old school people that saw me, say, oh, I saw you with your father in the mid-80s, early 80s, mm-hmm. and it was cool, man, because they had, like, record on wax. They had, like, old albums that my dad did, like, mm-hmm. in the 60s and 70s for me to autograph, and they had, like, old albums I did with my dad, like, in 79 and 80 with us on the album cover, and I had to sign it. And, you know, it was just, man, people from way back then still following the music. Mm-hmm. So it's a beautiful thing.
It's amazing that Zydeco can connect with that many people worldwide.
Oh, man, most definitely. You know, and I've seen myself done a lot of national TV shows, you know, like mm-hmm. like Regis and Kelly, mm-hmm. Wheel of Fortune, Touched by an Angel. We did a spot in Texas, Walker Ranger, you mm-hmm. know, did a lot of national commercial for Close Up Toothpaste and Burger King and Popeye's chicken, and, you know, it's like now during the breaks and commercials for Saints games and LSU games, they're playing my music. They're playing other Zydeco artists' music. You know, that's what Louisiana is all about, Zydeco music. We got the food, we got the culture, you know, and we got the music. Mm-hmm. And people love it, man. You know, I've got people, I got Paul Simon, Jimmy Buffett, Dolly Parton, musicians like that. Bono from U2. Mick Jagger got a brother named David Jagger, has a Zydeco band in Liverpool. I sent him his washboards. They all want me to send them washboards. Everybody want to put a washboard in that band. I saw Bruce Springsteen at the Jazz Fest 2 years ago, and I went to check him out, and to my surprise, his musicians, his percussion player was like, overwhelmed that I was there, because he's like, man, you my hero. I started playing washboard because I saw you in New York City, and I'm like, man, this dude playing with Bruce Springsteen, and he goes, man, you the reason I'm playing this thing, you know, it's a beautiful thing, man.
What was the first instrument you learned?
First instrument I learned how to play was accordion. And then from accordion, I knew I couldn't play accordion. I started playing drums, and then my oldest brother, Tiger, he started playing drums with my father while I was still in school. So I played, then I started, then my dad was the, my dad put a washboard in my hand for the first time and said, you gotta be my showman. When my dad was playing, he had a little cousin, older gentleman, his name was Chester Zeno. He started playing with my father back in the 50s. They played together. They'd play in people's living room on Saturday night. My dad said he'd play for like $1. They charged 25 cents to get in and play in somebody's living room. And they started adding like guitars and drums and stuff. But for many years, it was my father and Shorty. They called him Shorty. Now, what he'd do, he'd take a chair and he'd lift it up with his mouth. I don't know. They say he was double jointed in the neck. And he'd hold the chair in the air while he put the washboard, and he'd hold a table in the air. I got pictures of that, man. In the air, where he'd play the washboard and he'd dance for people and do this. And my dad, you know, and then he got cancer and his legs got amputated. And my dad said, you know, I need a showman. You got to come up with a gimmick. So that's when I came up with the sunglasses, the cowboy hat, and doing the James Brown split, you know, and it just followed me through that, you know, through the years.
You play Jazz Fest every year, and do you have a favorite memory from playing Jazz Fest?
The best memory that, honestly, I had from playing Jazz Fest, I remember, well, I got two great memories. One memory was playing with my father the 2 years before he passed, and Jimmy Buffett and Ed Bradley came on stage, and you could buy that off a Jazz Fest website, the tape of them performing with me and my father at Jazz Fest. But I think my favorite Jazz Fest memory was playing Jazz Fest. At the time, it was the Acura stage, and Quint Davis bought Prince. He was incognito. He brought Prince to see me perform, and I'm doing splits and trying to impress Prince, trying to impress Quint Davis, you know, because I'm like, my dad just passed, and hey, man, I could do this, you know, because I, you know, he showed me how to do this. I could do this. The crowd's rocking, getting into it, and Prince giving me thumbs up, and afterwards finding out at the end of the set, you know, that it was Prince. It was a beautiful thing, and how I knew it was Prince, Sam from Sam and Dave. He was coming on after me, and he goes, "Bro, you had Prince rocking," and I'm like, "What?"
What?
He goes, "Yeah, man, the little guy with the hat on, Quint." He goes, "That was Prince." He goes, "And man, he came in here and said, man, that little cat is a machine, bro." You know, and it really made me feel good, and it's just a great feeling, man. And you know, doing the same playing. Playing at the Maple Leaf Ball with my father and Bono from U2 coming in and checking the show out, you know, and I still got the magazine of the autobiography of U2 where he spoke about me and my dad in their autobiography. And I remember Bono coming up to me going, man, you play that thing or does that thing play you? So it was a great thing, man. I kept the magazine because in the article, you know, Bono talks about how, you know, I did the Jesse Hill stuff, and he talked about the washboard. And, you know, he also was like, man, that guy is like the Jimi Hendrix of the washboard. You know, so I'm like, wow, guys, this is coming from him, man. I'm like, wow, you know, B.B. King says the same. You know, he's like, mm-hmm. man, you like to beat the Jimi Hendrix of the washboard.
Well, how do you feel that Zydeco Music represents Louisiana?
For me, man, it's just an honor, man, that Zydeco Music represent Louisiana, and knowing that, you know, when the name Zydeco comes up, mm-hmm. my name is in the mix. My dad named it, my family name is in the mix. Mm-hmm. One of the people that, you know, helped put Zydeco Music on the map. Because I remember, you know, being a little boy, my dad working construction during the day mm-hmm. and coming play music at night to support his family, you know, and the name Dupsy in a Zydeco world is like a household name, you know, mm-hmm. and it's a beautiful thing, man. And it's just the music is like, to me, Zydeco Music, representing Zydeco Music and people knowing Zydeco Music as a part of Louisiana is like people knowing, you know, Louis Armstrong, Fats Domino music. Mm-hmm. You know, it's a beautiful thing.
That was Rockin' Dupsy Jr. And once again, I'm McLean Johnson, and this has been the Sunday Jam Podcast.